KYRV, Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeartRadio station. Broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai dealership studios.
The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7
The River.
Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, here we go. Talking about this mother in Oregon suing the hospital and the nurse because she was a first-time mom. She was still sedated after she had her baby. 4 days later, the baby died because the baby was lying on top of mother to breastfeed. She was still drugged up and sedated. We don't know why. She rolls over on top of the baby at night. The baby dies. She's suing the hospital and the nurse that placed the baby on her for $8.6 million. Appreciate you hanging. Pam, what's up?
Hi. Well, I've had four kids. I had them all natural. I didn't have any drugs in my system, but I was so extremely exhausted, even without drugs. And what I said to the girl that answered the phone was that I needed to be sure and make sure I was coherent so no one placed my baby in my arms or anything. I made sure I woke up myself and got my own baby out of the bassinet, whether there was a nurse there or not, because of the fact I was so tired. And
well, that's a good point, too, though, Pam. I mean, right there, with or without drugs, the sleep deprivation and the stress that you've gone through to deliver the baby, that alone puts you out of your right mind.
Absolutely.
It's insane. You're tired beyond belief, and a nurse or in a hospital, whatever the reasoning for putting a baby in a mother's arms in that state, it's just not right at all.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the very reason that I needed to be sure I was coherent to handle a baby in bed with me, whether I chose to sleep with it after that or not, that would have been my choice. But to just be out of it and have she probably didn't even know the baby was even there. She was so out of it. You could even kind of put the baby up to your breast and think you're awake. I've fallen asleep with the baby on the breast at home after having four kids. I still did it and, you know, was scared to death. I woke myself up scared to death.
Well, Pam, I appreciate it. I want to get to more of the 766-9370. Thank you. Rebecca, welcome.
Hi. Well, I'm a grandma. I have two of my own naturally, no drugs. Hello?
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, we're here.
I got quiet. I thought I lost you. And I have five grandkids, four of which were born C-section. Well, none of my kids spent more than 3 days in the hospital. And my point is, well, we all stayed with the kids. We took turns. I spent the night, husband spent the night, sister. We all took turns staying with her. So she was never alone in a hospital room with a baby after having a C-section.
So hold on. Are you siding with the mother in the lawsuit? Do you think she's at fault or do you think the hospital's at fault?
I think the hospital, it's kind of a catch-22 because the hospital never should have left her alone if they're giving her those heavy-duty drugs. And after 4 days in the hospital, what the heck happened to this woman that she needs heavy-duty drugs like that?
I don't have any other of the story except for what I shared. It doesn't say why. I don't know how the birth went. I don't know if there were complications. None of that I have.
That's why I think there were complications, because typically they're not that doped up that many days after giving birth.
Maybe there were a lot of complications. It does not say. Amber, appreciate you hanging. What's up?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Amber.
Hi. I think the hospital is at fault. I don't think that she ever should have been left alone with the baby. Also, your last caller about the dad with seven kids and no drugs.
Oh, James, the guy that had the healthiest, strongest children on the planet.
Well, I felt that he was shaming moms that took medication. There is no shame in having to take medication when you're having a baby, and I just felt like he wasn't right.
Well, yeah, I can't speak for him. He said that, and, you know, I allow people to do that here. They can do that.
Hey, I'll do respect for James, but a man has no business commenting on giving birth in the first place.
Here, Joe, on that, honestly, guys, we can't speak on it because we're not doing
it. No room to talk right there. That's a woman's area.
And whether or not drugs are bad or good for the women, or he wanted to shame them, if, in fact, he even did, that doesn't matter. She was administered the drugs legally. Now she's on the drugs, good or bad. The hospital needs to be more responsible to make sure she's in the right state of mind to take care of that child.
Yeah.
So,
totally agree.
766-9370. One more. Brenda, appreciate you hanging. Hi.
Hi, fellas. Happy Friday.
Hey, Brenda. To you too, Brenda.
Actually, that happened to me. Thank goodness nothing happened to my daughter. I did not have any drugs while giving birth. However, I had surgery right directly after. So, and I was not nursing. My children were bottle fed.
Okay.
Excuse me. Anyway, I was coming out from anesthesia from this surgery, and in comes this nurse with a bottle and my daughter, my third daughter, and she just kind of lays her in my lap, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute, I can't do this. And she's like, you have to feed your child. And I said, no, you know, I remember it was just so terrible. Anyway, so she's like, no. And so she puts my daughter in my arms, you know, basically throws this bottle at me. So I start hitting the nurse's button, and in comes this other nurse, and she's like, what in the hell are you doing? She just came out of surgery. She can't do this.
So, see, again, what you're saying is, I just want to kind of quicken this up. It's kind of up to the nurse's own discretion.
I think so. It sounds like it.
It could change nurse to nurse, whoever's on duty, if one nurse thinks it's okay. See, and that's bad again. There needs to be protocol. Each nurse, just like you go to fast food at McDonald's in Japan or McDonald's in Rio Linda, it's got to be the same.
Yeah.
The level of care and the standards that they have to be across the board.
And, you know, and that's what the second nurse said. The nurse, second nurse said, did you not read her chart? Did you not see what's going on? Yeah. Look at her, you know? And, I mean, she really ripped her a new one. And
oh,
I was just so thankful that because, I mean, who knows what could have happened. And there, it was totally within the hospital's, you know, capability of feeding her. I was not nursing her. She went straight to a bottle.
No, I got it. So it sounds like Brenda, too, in agreement with this mom. We'll keep you updated. $8.6 million the mom is seeking from the hospital and the nurse that placed the baby on her lap or on her stomach that she ultimately rolled over and killed. So I want to see what happens with this, and I hope the mom wins this thing. I really do. All right, on to funner stuff. I promise it's Friday, and we'll give you details on the Harley because we're going to give that thing away on Monday starting at 8 a.m. Here's Rush on 93.7 The River.